Everybody worries about failure, but what if it works? Like, what if it really works beyond your wildest expectations? What the heck are you supposed to do? How do you manage the response? And how do you find your way? That's what we're talking about today on Business Mindset Mastery. Hi, I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today we have a really fun listener question. Although I apologize to the listener for saying that, because this sounds like from her experience, it's been anything but fun. But I talk all the time on the show, get crystal clear on what it is you want. Know who you are, what you do, how you serve, right? I say that all the time. But what happens when you throw like spaghetti up against the wall and not only does it stick, but you end up with the epic meal, the epic results, the epic, you know, sort of results from everything that you worked for? What do you do when it went bigger than you planned? That's today's listener question, and I'm going to dive in on the other side, and here goes. Heather, last year I created a successful digital product that helped people actually do something with all of the photos in their phone so they could be enjoyed for more than scrolling. What started out as a photo organization product became a memory making movement. Oh, try saying that one three times fast. People were following up with me for my scrapbooking tips, for photo editing tools, and also for a place where they could talk to others about their passion for crafting and scrapbooking. It took on a life of its own, really. I organized my photos, and my husband had been so impressed that he thought I could sell it to other people. When it worked and people wanted more and more, I freaked and I froze. I was totally unprepared and basically did nothing in response. My product sells itself through Facebook ads, and I don't do very much with it at all. It's all passive, and I know that's a good thing, but being automated is also hiding, don't you think? I know I'm avoiding taking an active role in what I created, and I'm denying the potential that it has to be bigger. I'm sick of myself. I know I'm the only reason nothing is happening, and meanwhile, I see all of these people who are actually working hard for what they want, and they aren't experiencing success like I have. It's all just a mess. I don't know what to do or what to think, but I'm tired of being mad at myself all the time. Okay, so first of all, take a deep breath. This is a lot. And I think what's happening is a couple of things. One is that you have sort of hit on liquid gold, right? Like you're one of those accidental successes. You put a product out there, people clamored for it, but you didn't really know what you wanted from the product. You certainly didn't know what you would want to create next or what you would want to do next. And you quickly ended up in the like reactionary seat of your life and your business. So you were the passenger seat of what happened, and you weren't in the driver's seat. When that happens, you're going to react just exactly as you have. Like your reaction makes so much sense to me. It doesn't sound like you and your husband had said, hey, maybe if I had this pain point, other people could have this pain point and they would want to, you know, benefit and buy from what I have to offer. It sounds more like your husband thought this was a cool idea that you had done and would easily be replicated and you could go and teach other people how to do it. So you never went at this with an idea, a plan, a dream, or a goal to build a business, to have some sort of community. You probably never imagined people wanting to email you to learn more about you or to learn more from you. You had this thing, you thought it could help people, and you put it out to the world. And not only did they love it, but they started to love you and wanted to know more about you. And now you're totally caught off guard. There's nothing to be embarrassed about here, and there's nothing to feel ashamed of, but it does sound like embarrassment and shame and a lack of worthiness are part of the story, that because you didn't plan it, because you didn't quote unquote work that hard from it, you somehow don't deserve what's coming, and that you don't deserve the praise. And my guess and my story is because you never decided that you wanted to own a business. You never decided that you wanted anything more than to create a single solitary product. When people are telling you what they want, you have no idea what to do because you're not sure you want it for yourself. So at the risk of repetition, because I know I do this on the show, and I know that a lot of the advice and the direction I give comes down to very similar concepts and similar things, I want you to just give yourself permission to hit the pause button on this discussion with yourself. You are feeling a pressure, and you're now creating a pressure on yourself to react and to respond. You said you did this product last year, so it's been sitting on auto for months now. It can keep sitting on auto. You can keep earning those bucks while you just, with intention and with mindfulness, press pause on this. Take a deep breath. And what I want you to do is look at this. How has your story of who you are and what you're capable of changed or shifted since you've hit this liquid gold, since you created this product that clearly is needed and wanted in this space? Since you found this success, who are you now? Have you even allowed yourself permission to take in the success, or because you weren't planning it, you didn't think you deserved it, so you haven't celebrated it? What I would really want you to do before we go any deeper into this conversation is for you to take some time to take it in, to enjoy the fruits of your labor, that somebody said, hey, you could do this. You have an idea here that other people would benefit from, and you took action on it, is a really big freaking deal. I can't tell you how many times I talk to people on a weekly basis about their ideas, about their goals, about their coulda, shoulda, wouldas, and nothing changes week to week. And you're not that person. You had an idea, your husband had the idea, you took him up on it, and you press play, and off to the races, the two of you went, and you've created this success. I want you to take that in. I want you to absorb that as part of your story about yourself. That's who you are now. You're someone who says yes to opportunity. You're someone who takes a chance, who risks failure, who puts herself out there and just goes for it. Then you can look at, how has this changed you? Does it change your goals for your life? Does it change the things you want for yourself, for your family? Does it make you want anything more than what you have right now? Because what you have right now, if it's working for you, if it's fulfilling you, it truly is enough. But you have to believe that. You have to be able to own it, and you have to be able to recognize that, yes, with success like yours, some people would grab at it and try to make it grow and try to multiply it and try to create the beginnings of an empire. But that is not a necessity. That is not a must do. Unless, as it seems in your letter, not doing something more than this isn't working. Because if this one product on autopilot through Facebook ads was working for you, I don't think you'd be writing into the show. I don't think you'd be reaching out to me. I think you kind of do want to see if this thing has legs, if you're capable of more, if you could create another product or service helping people with photo editing, if you could create something else that targets people wanting to learn more about scrapbooking, or if, as you sort of imply, you could create some sort of membership community for people to come together on their crafts, on their scrapbooks and their photos and their memories and their activities. You seem open to possibility as much as you're scared of it. And that's understandable because you didn't plan for any of this. So some of this might be that you feel like you don't have a skill set for it, that you might not have a talent for it, or that it might not make you happy, or that it'll come with compromises you're simply not willing to make. So take a moment to take stock. Because like I said, this thing's been on autopilot for a while. It could sit there as long as it takes for you to get clear on something. Now that you've hit this level of success, now that you have gotten this feedback, now that people have connected and resonated with who you are, what you do, and how you serve, what do you make of all of it? Do you like it? What sort of product or service are you chomping at the bit to create and to offer and to put out there? Where would you like it to go next? Right now, you're scrambling because you're in the reaction seats to your clients' demands, wishes, dreams, enthusiasm, and excitement. It's putting undue pressure on you to choose a path. And you're probably enough in the entrepreneurial space, given that you found me here on the show and that you know that other people are doing this, to know that a lot of people, once they have those first bites of success, they immediately move towards scale. They immediately start talking about further automation to growing and 10xing this, that, and the other thing. And that might not be your vibe, but you have to kind of ask yourself the question, what is my vibe now? What do I want? What do I imagine creating? What ideas and sort of suggestions have clients come up with that I've really resonated with? What has somebody put in front of me that I kind of got excited to try and to put myself out there with if I wasn't so darn afraid of it? I think you can do a mental and emotional inventory and see what resonates with you, what interests you, what do you like doing? Because so much of this right now is you're in this, sort of view of what your clients see. And, your clients have plenty of ideas, but you could have even more. There might be something totally unrelated that now that this thing is running independently and bringing in income regularly, maybe you want to put your time and attention to something totally different. But if you don't do a gut check of what you want, you are constantly going to be in that reaction seat to client demand, and that's no way to run a business. It sounds exciting when clients are clamoring, and I know it, you're telling yourself a story that you should be happy, that you should like this, and that you should enjoy it, but I totally understand why it's also a little iffy for you, why it doesn't entirely resonate and connect, because it's not your picture and it's not your vision. So what I really would encourage you to do is think about if you just had that crystal ball and all the skills you needed to know could just magically find its way to you, and the perfect ending to this, or the perfect, I don't even like the word that I just used, ending, I would say perfect next step for this, what would it be? What lights you up? What gets you excited? And what makes you want to move on to what's next? Get really clear on that. It could be another digital product. It could be a how-to course. It could be a membership community. It could be a newsletter that people subscribe to. There's so many different paths for this. I would spend some time, given that you probably know the landscape a little bit, know that you know what other types of things that people offer, what resonates with you, what lights you up. Take some time to do an inventory of that. Then you can decide for yourself what, skills you might need to learn, or what things you need to figure out, or how you might, need some help in some certain areas, whether or not like this is, something you would still do as a solopreneur, or if it's time to hire staff. But if you don't ask yourself what it is you want, you are feeling that shame and embarrassment because you're sitting in a place of not doing what you think you should be doing. And that just sets you up for failure. You don't get anywhere worrying about what you should be doing. The question you need to ask yourself is, what do you want to do? The next thing that I think is really important for me to remind you of here is you get to control the timing and you get to control the pace. You say when, you say where, you say for how much, and you say for how long. One of the questions I hear a lot on Sunday afternoons, my husband seems to forget regularly, but he's constantly asking me when Game of Thrones is coming back, when the series is is going to wrap up because Game of Thrones is the Sunday night routine and we haven't had it for a while and we're still not going to have it because the writers and actors and creators and producers of Game of Thrones and HBO have decided we are not going to be blessed with its return until 2019. It doesn't matter how much the audience wants it. It doesn't matter how popular, how much money it's making, any of that. They have decided we don't get to have it until 2019. You, as the creator of this product or business, dare I say it, you get to decide the pace and the timing. You felt rushed and you felt pressured by the demand and the popularity. You get to put pause on that and say, hey, I need to do some more research. Hey, this isn't the way I want to build a business. No, I actually don't want a business. I just want to throw out, you know, products every once in a while. And there are people who do that, who just create digital products, but they don't necessarily identify themselves as having a business. They just create side income streams and these various projects are them. I don't really like that too much. I'm not such a fan of that mentality because I think it dispels ownership. And then when we do something and it's really successful, we don't tend to own the success. We don't tend to feel proud of the success, but we sure as heck hold ourselves accountable when we've wasted money or wasted time. So I really, you know, I encourage people who are creators, who are selling services or products to really recognize that they're choosing to be business owners, that they're choosing to take ownership of that so that they can be in the driver's seat of that choice rather than, I think what got created for you here is in, the, you know, putting you in the reactive, actionary passenger seat of your life and business. So I would give yourself permission to take as long as you need. You feel right now that you've taken too much time. So you're putting this pressure on yourself to just move, 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 go, go, go. What I want you to do is to recognize that you froze and numbed out and you pulled the garage door down on and around you and you blocked everything from developing out. That isn't what I'm suggesting here. What I am suggesting is creating room and space and removing the pressure that comes from needing to make a decision today or tomorrow. It sat this long, it can sit longer while you get crystal clear on what it is you want to have happen next. Then you can communicate with your clients and your email list and the people who have bought from you before the update. This is where I've been since you last purchased my product. This is where I'd like to go next. I understand that there's been a demand for this and a request for why. Right now, what's best for me, my business, my family, is if we just stick to this one area. Tell them what you want them to think. Put yourself in that leadership role, and then you will be driving the business. You get to decide its direction and its course of action going forward. And if you don't want what the clients are asking for, if their demands and their requests and their ideas feel heavy for you because it's simply not what you want, then you can say so. But if you're piling some of their requests up in this story that you're not good enough or that you're not worthy or you are going to be sort of uncovered as a fraud of some kind, I would really urge you to look at those, you know, sort of thinking errors and those limiting beliefs and the inner critic that might be holding you back. You need to do a gut check. If some of your hiding and some of, you know, just sort of freezing and staying in place have to do with the fact that your mindset hasn't caught up to your success. And it's understandable, but you don't want to constantly be in your own way. So if this is really a chronic mindset problem, then we're never going to even tackle this in a single question for the show. I would invite you to sort of reach out to me and work with me for a session or two on this. I can help you identify sort of your boss mentality, who you want to be as a leader, what kind of boss you want to be, what kind of business you want to run. I can walk you through some of the exercises involved in making those decisions so you don't feel entirely on your own. You're welcome to do that. I will include a link for you and to anybody else who would like to learn more about me and how I work into the show. It'll be just an introductory call to check in about where you're at. And I invite any listener with your struggle or with a different struggle to join me in having that conversation. Thanks so much for reaching out to me. I know that you feel like you should know what to do. I know you feel like that everyone else would know what to do. But until you ask yourself that critical question, what do I want to do? What do I envision will make me happy and will be fulfilling? There's no real way of knowing. And so I just want to caution you that and remind you that this is a really normal struggle. There's nothing wrong with you. There's no sign that you're not a good business owner, that you're not cut out for this, that you're not meant for this. And there's every indication that when you put your mind and heart to something, you make something successful. And I have no doubt that you can do it again. Thanks so much for your question and for today. I look forward to talking to you all next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.